the show today, we have Northwest Credit Union Association's very own Troy Stang and Carmen Vigil talking about how the their DEI task force recently convened and came up with some recommended best practices for credit unions in this area. Really good stuff here from Troy and Carmen, so check it out. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have the fine folks from the Northwest Credit Union Association on the program. Troy, I'm going to go ladies first. I'm going to introduce Carmen first. Is that okay? Okay. Well, first up, we have Carmen Vigil right there next to me. Carmen, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Mike. Yeah, it's great to see you.
Good to see you as well. And then right below us, we have Mr. Troy Stang, President and CEO of the Northwest Credit Union Association. Troy, how are you, sir?
Very good. Good to see you. And thanks for all that you do and helping tell the credit union story.
Oh, my gosh. My pleasure. And that's why I have you guys on. So we're going to do even more today. How about that?
Wonderful.
All right. Hey, we're talking about your DEI task force with, I think this is really, really a great idea. And I'm going to start out, Troy, with you. It's like, why was this task force convened? Tell us a little bit about what's going on here.
You know, for credit unions, this isn't a new subject. You know, 100 years ago, we really came into being to bring voice and democratic control over people's individual financial goals. And that was really the beginning of credit unions. It brought financial services to people who were probably being left out by the banking system. Mm-hmm. And fast forward 100 years later, so many of our credit unions and organizations have reached beyond their original core groups, have reached deeper in their communities, and are using some of those best practices that they've gained over those 100 years.
Yep.
To really serve the vast and diverse communities that we're a part of today. And so as we brought the credit unions together, we learned there's a lot of collaboration, a lot of learning from each other that can happen in this sort of setting. Mm-hmm. Our role as the Northwest Credit Union Foundation and the Northwest Credit Union Association really were true conveners, bringing the credit unions together in a collaborative space to really bring the thought leadership out and document it. And we really honed the conversation in three succinct pillars. We're going to get into that a little bit deeper today, but it was there's this DEI and diversity conversation, the changing dynamics of our communities. It's front and center. It's been front and center for a long time.
Yeah.
This last year, it really got punctuated. Yeah. And so we felt we had a huge opportunity to call the task force together and take a look at what credit unions are doing and what they could be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Areas that we've really honed the conversation in on: what can credit unions do to be the best employers, the best community partners, and the best financial institutions possible?
Indeed. And I notice you guys have, Troy, you have the foundation background on yours, and then Carmen, you have the Northwest, you have the association on yours. Carmen, so can you explain the roles between the two organizations and how they work together and even kind of further the DEI message here?
Yeah, absolutely. Good question, Mike. So really, you know, this is a credit union driven task force. We put the call out to our credit unions and the response was overwhelming. So our role in this setting, as you know, the association and the foundation, is to really bring folks together and you know, bring our expertise where we know of resources, where we know of connections, how we can, you know, really help enhance the conversation, but really making sure that it was credit union driven from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, I think, really exciting and really unique in this body of work. So myself, my colleague Cherie Adkins, who is the executive director of the foundation, and then Jennifer Huggard on our team, who oversees all the back of the house, the HR, she really brought that convening piece around the employer side of the work, which Troy mentioned is really, really critical to the conversation. So again, keeping it credit union driven, but really bringing our support and our expertise to kind of back that conversation up, I think was a really cool way that we came together as a Northwest Credit Union family.
Yeah, no doubt. And you guys do it. I mean, you guys are, I don't want to say you're above and beyond everybody else because that kind of puts you up on a pedestal, but you guys are really excelling in your efforts in the Northwest because, Troy, we've talked many times, almost every time we talk, we're like, you guys have, what was it, like a 55% market share in your neck of the woods? Or has it gone up again?
60%, 60%.
What? Wow, well done.
60% of the population in the Northwest in these three states are members of credit unions and growing. We're not done yet, Mike.
Good for you. See, I knew that number would keep going up because of the work you guys are doing. And I think kind of the task force probably kind of complements or kind of plays some role in there as well, right? Do you think, Troy? Or
well, certainly if we look back at the last year with the pandemic, with the social and racial issues and the highlighting of those issues in our mm-hmm. country, it was a perfect time and the appropriate time for credit unions to really convene and look at this. And I can tell you personally and our teams, the whole conversation can be extremely overwhelming. And where do you start? You can boil the entire ocean with all this DEI conversation. Mm-hmm. And we've heard a lot of speakers. We've heard a lot of experts in the credit union space make the case, if you will, for credit unions to focus on DEI. And we really wanted it to lead the task force in a place of looking for actionable strategies. Again, actionable strategies that make them modern, cutting day, future-focused employers of choice, mm-hmm. community partners of choice, and financial institutions of choice. I say, you boil the ocean, but when it comes down to it at the end of the day, what are the things that we can do and do differently and do better and focus on to be able to move the needle? And it was really inspiring to see the task force really anchor their conversations in those three buckets.
Yeah. And so how did the task force do this work? Carmen, you want to take that one? How did the task force do this work?
Yeah, absolutely. So like I said, we put the call out and the response was overwhelming. So then we had the opportunity to look and make sure, hey, are we bringing a diverse group of professionals together so that we have lots of perspectives coming out this work? So there were about 26 professionals that came together. We had some CEOs, we had some folks that are, seasoned, getting ready to retire. We had some folks that were newer to their role. We had some DEI specific roles. So the magic that was created just by bringing all those different perspectives into the Zoom room, if you will, was palpable. And like Troy said, I think it was very clear, like, hey, this is a roll up our sleeves opportunity. This isn't a, hey, can we, should we, how can, it's, hey, what are we doing to move the needle? How can we help credit union peers in the Northwest? So that conversation really being action focused from the beginning was really special to be a part of.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And Troy, what are some of the recommendations kind of at a high level here that you guys are coming up with here?
Yeah, the one other piece I'd add to Carmen's last comment is in addition to by position diversity on the task force, we also had institutions all over the Northwest. You mentioned 26 different credit unions at the table, but they were large credit unions, medium-sized credit unions, small credit unions, metro area credit unions, rural credit mm-hmm. unions, employer-sponsored credit unions, single field of membership sort of, and that conversation is unique, and you look through a different lens uniquely, depending on where you sit in a credit union, which credit union you sit in, mm-hmm. based on potential and membership that you do serve day in and day out.
We'll talk about diversity. There's your diversity right there.
Exactly. And the Northwest happens to be, from a geographic perspective, a very very vast, very wide swath of the country, and it is so different, and the communities are so different. But we were really inspired by how each credit union was looking deep inside themselves, and again, inside their own existing field of membership and their potential membership. Mm-hmm. So back to your question that you posed, the task force really understood that before you can be the best community partner, before you can be the best financial institution, you need to be holding yourself accountable from an employer perspective, from an organizational perspective, and being able to acknowledge and make that commitment, make that statement for DEI being important. And that's not stopping what you're doing as a credit union, but recognizing if we put that filter or put that lens over everything we do in our hiring practices, in our coaching practices, as we build our team, and continuing to evolve our team, it might have different considerations in this new world. And so start there. And so as Carmen mentioned, Jennifer Huggard, our colleague, did a beautiful job helping the employer group facilitate that conversation around what it takes to be the best employer in a modern day environment.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's kind of a moving target as well. I mean, that's ever changing for sure, for the better, most definitely. So Carmen, long-term plans for the task force work? What's on the docket here?
Yeah, great question. So I think we're so excited about all the recommendations that came out. And now it's almost like the work is just beginning in terms of helping credit unions unpack them, stay connected with one another, and really, you know, provide feedback. So we want it to be like a living resource. So as credit unions look at these, you know, they might, I anticipate there will be credit unions that take this whole body of work and kind of step A through Z. And there will be other credit unions that have done pieces of it, or that certain pieces don't make sense for their organization or where they're at right now. So it's really meant to be something that can help credit unions at all stages of their journey. So I think our role is really to continue to support it and continue to bring the credit unions together. So another piece of kind of what we're rolling out is a community, an online community that will help credit unions connect and really keep this conversation moving forward to kind of try and recreate a little bit of that magic that we had in that Zoom room, because that's really what it's all about, right? Every credit union could tackle this individually, but if we're working together, how much more impactful can we be as a community?
Yeah.
So, and as an industry, really. So.
Well, and then that brings me to my next question. Troy, is like, are you collaborating across the rest of the industry to share this information? Because, I mean, this only kind of bodes well for the industry as well, right?
Yeah, it's fascinating. You know, we released the findings just within the last week, and it's already been shared amongst the leagues, amongst CUNA, amongst credit unions from across the nation, and we're already getting those phone calls asking for some of the deeper materials and what have you. And it is, it's a part of a journey of discovery for credit unions, for the movement. And like I said earlier, there's a lot of material on making the case to examine DEI, but the best practices and the recommendations, the actionable steps, is what makes this different. And there's not a cookie cutter approach to this process. As Carmen said, an individual credit union's got to understand where, first of all, their history, where they've come from, what field of membership they served, and then understand where they've arrived today in serving that field of membership, and then looking to their potential field of membership and what makes sense as they plan for their future. They will pick up on this journey and these recommendations at different places. Some, as Carmen said, might have not looked through the DEI lens. Others might have been, but not in certain components. And so I think it's a beautiful body of work because it can be applied to any sort of journey and in any individual credit union.
Yeah, no doubt. I can see this spreading nationwide for sure. Carmen, how can people who are interested in advancing their DEI work or their organization's work, how can they get some more information here? Because it sounds like you guys have it all ready to go.
I wouldn't say that. I think we've got some really great stepping stones put together that I'm really, really proud of on behalf of the credit unions that came together through the task force. But yes, our website, we'd love for people to check it out. We have opened it up so that, you know, even folks outside of the Northwest can take a look at this amazing body of resources.
Yeah.
And so it's on our website, probably front and center on our homepage as well, but it's nwcua.org/DEI-resources.
Okay.
So that should lead people there as well. If you can do any editing magic and get that across the screen, we'd appreciate it.
I can do that. Most definitely put a little screenshot in there and a link to get right to it as well. So people can get right to it and check it out. So Troy, looks like you have something to add.
Yeah, Mike, and an ask for your listeners and your viewers is keep sharing. If you see something, if something that you see in this sparks an idea or a best practice that you've been through, share it with us. Yeah. We'll embed it and keep growing this resource. And that's the beauty of the collaboration that takes place.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. Great, great point. Because, I mean, so many people out there have such great ideas, but an idea isn't worth anything unless you share it or do something with it. So, yeah, this is a great idea. So, good stuff. All right, guys. Wrap up here. Anything else to add? Carmen, I'll let you go first. Any final thoughts here on this, on the task force?
Yeah. Well, first of all, thank you for your time and for giving us an opportunity to share. I think, you know, just kind of what we've said, this has been such an amazing moment in time for our credit unions to come together, and so proud to support the work that they've brought to the surface. Mm-hmm. So we'll be here, you know, as a resource for credit unions, and hope to hear from some of your listeners as well.
Indeed, indeed. We'll get the message out there for you for sure. Troy, anything else to add to wrap up here, sir?
The topic itself, DEI, can be daunting. It can cause a lot of anxiety. Also, when you roll up your sleeves and dive into this, can be the most rewarding thing in a person's career, in a credit union's journey. And so embrace it, be courageous, with open arms.
Indeed. Well said. Well said. All right, guys, well, I'm going to let you get back to work because it sounds like you got a lot on your plate. So I don't want to keep you from it. So, but thanks for your time as always, and keep up the good work. Okay.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. You're welcome.